6D. Why I asked you to keep it all too. The second reason is to give you time to really look and see if this is going to be successful. Look at ways to change or improve your idea. It's safe to say, spending a little time on a concept is worth it if it's going to turn something that was never going to work into a full-blown successful product. 6E. Why I asked you to keep it all 3. The third reason, and one of the most important, is to keep these concepts is simply because things happen, things change, and they change quickly. A seemingly profitable idea that you couldn't execute for one reason or another, be it a financial reason, or a lack of time, resources, whatever it is, this all changes, and when your position changes for the better, it's awesome to have a product or idea go from practically impossible or risky, to a more surefire hit. Keep it all. No matter how ridiculous or far out it might be. Look at this folder and your concepts regularly, change them and adapt them to make them workable in the future when your position changes. Don't doom the idea to your recycle bin, because given time, if your situation suddenly allows the creation and release of this product, and someone beat you to it, you're going to feel as much of an ass as I did in the above example. This is what I want to talk to you about now. Going through these concepts and picking out the good, the bad, the downright mental case things that you've come up with, expanding on them, picking them apart, all in the name of wanting to know if this is something you could set up a sales system for and sell it successfully. 6F. Are your products viable? It's a real simple process. And it's all about asking the right questions at this stage to avoid problems later. If, like many others out there, you don't do this, you're going to come up against financial strain, time strain, and resource strain, all making things incredibly hard and expensive to even get off the ground in the first place, and when it does, there's no telling what the quality is going to be like, and we all already know how important that is. 6 grams. Question 1. Does it help solve a problem? So, the first thing that you need to do with your concepts is ask a very simple question. If you followed the first report's inspirations and carried them out as we talked about, you'll most likely be able to answer this one with a solid yes. The most important question you'll ever ask yourself about your products is simple. Does it solve a problem, help the buyer avoid pain, achieve happiness or entertain? Although this is widely known already, and I wouldn't be surprised if you've heard this before, it still applies, and probably always will. What worries me is how many people know this, but don't directly ask themselves this question until it's too late. Then all they end up with is a bunch of unrelated things they had to stuff into their new package to make it look more valuable through solving more problems. 6 hours. Question 2. Is there a market for my product? And can I reach them? An important question indeed, because incidentally, if there's no market for your product, or you have no way to reach them, then no one's going to find out about your product, and you simply won't sell any. It's easy enough to head over to google.com, and do a search for your product, or a different version of it. Not only depending on the fact that if you have a problem that needs to be solved, it's highly unlikely, if not downright impossible, that your problem is going to be unique. Also, when running your search, if there's other products out there offering either the same as you, but in a different way, you can bet your life that there's a market out there. Also, are there any publications that are related to your product? An even bigger sign that there's a market there, and of course, can you reach that market? Specifics and hows aren't really important right now, as long as you know not to go launching a product that's going to be impossible for you to reach the people that want to buy it, or even worse, there aren't any people who want to buy it. 6I. Question 3. How much money will this take to create and make it the best it can possibly be? Asking yourself how much cash it's going to take out of your pocket before you start is definitely a good thing, but you don't want to know how much it'll take to create and get running, but how much it will take to create and get it running effectively, so you can really wow your customers and get them to talk about you to other people. Quality is so important nowadays with the flood of products out there in all markets. Here's an example for you, again from my personal experience and my very first site. I've always been a big believer in wowing people with stuff I do. If it's going to be done, it's going to be done properly, it's going to be sheer quality, and the best it can possibly be. The very first site I put up featured forums, a fully functional and independent autoresponder and ad tracking system for each individual member, not to mention all of the hooking up with the affiliate software, access management and tying this into recurring billing and a two-level affiliate program, with custom commissions for individuals that I'd met and were up for joint ventures. Now bear in mind, at this point I had no big list of people I could sell to yet, I had none of these scripts or systems already, and this was at a time when people were first coming up with the idea of selling autoresponder and ad tracking scripts so they could install and use them on their site. Now looking at the concept, this was going to be a monster of a site, totally mind-blowing, so I went for it without really looking hard into what I was getting myself into financially, and the time commitment such a site took, with things like tech support, being on hand non-stop to sort out problems, being there at the right times for conferences, and managing pretty much every system there on my own. I don't need to tell you that that's a heck of a big first product, and there's nothing wrong with doing, or being ambitious. Just before you start, make sure that when you ask yourself if you have the time and money to pull this off to a very high standard, otherwise you might just find yourself overwhelmed halfway through the actual process of creation. 6J. Question 4. How can I package and present? Often, you'll find one of your product ideas turns into two or three when you look at this question. If that's the difference between earning $20,000 and $60,000 from one product, I'd say that's a pretty important factor. Remember when you're looking at these to develop and evolve your products. They're not set in stone, and often just one viable concept is more useful than at first glance. How you package and present is very important. Here's an example for you. Let's take this course in hand, and ask yourself, if you'd sat here like me, researched and written a training course, what else could you do with it aside from plant it on a website as an intensive course as we've done here? Let's see, just off the top of my head here, without even thinking about it, we could have made it into a membership pay monthly site, then at a later day taken the whole manual set and sold it as one for a big price. What if we recorded the whole thing in audio and video? We could deliver it as an intensive course through FedEx along with the written manual. Something we talked about earlier too, how about resale rights? When I release the next product, if it's meant to replace this one, expand on this one, or present it in a fresh exciting way, what's to stop me selling this whole course off with resale rights for $1,000 to 75 people? See how what was originally an idea to display our knowledge to you has multiple delivery methods tied to it. Some are the same, some could be pro versions or enhancements, and the resale rights cries out to a whole new market, even though the base product is the same. Always look for ways to develop your good ideas. If it's successful, don't stop there. Follow it through, offer pro versions, offer taster versions, offer full audio, video training manual through FedEx versions, offer resale rights, membership sites, and that's just off the top of my head. Now obviously we're not taking the same product and selling to the same people over and over, that'd be pointless, and no one wants to buy the same info product 5 times displayed in different ways, but always look and adapt your delivery methods and versions of your product, and it's likely that your one good idea that makes you 20 grand in a year could turn into 3 good ideas that are aimed at entirely different people. Clever, huh? Even better, that little tidbit is going to make you a heck of a lot of cash if you get these product creation methods down. Don't forget it, and you'll have fuel for your business for as long as you want. 6K. Question 5. Can I adapt the system? To make it easier on my resources, reach a bigger or more targeted market. Something you should always ask yourself. How can I make the product or service better, reach a larger or more targeted number of people? If it's not affordable, how can I make it affordable? If I don't have the time to manage such a monster, can I automate it? It's all about asking yourself how you can improve your concept to make it either easier on yourself, or more viable to sell to your target market. If you can't pull this off, and something can't change, go back through the first 4 questions again. When you can answer yes to the first 4, and be happy with the outcome through question 5, you have yourself a viable, ready-to-go product that you can get working on right away. Of course, we'll talk about the specifics of this later, but for now, just keep it in mind, and remember how to create such ideas. If you find that one of your concepts isn't viable right now, don't worry. At least 8 out of every 10 of the ideas that I come up with personally don't make it out of the planning stages for some time, if at all. Not to worry. Like we talked about earlier, when you remove the boundaries that stop you coming out with ideas, and start looking at the limitations of your resources before you've even give it a chance, the ideas will flow, but of course it's likely that a lot of these ideas you dismissed aren't usable right away or in their present form. This is why it's important to file these, and take a look over them, even after you've discovered that they're a no-go. Your environment may change, your financial position, or the market may change. It's just a case of waiting for the time that the answer to those 5 above questions become positive ones, meanwhile working on the things that do work, and are viable. If you've got this method down, you'll probably find that you've never got nothing to do, and have an abundance of new products that you can bend and weave to make them suit you and your personal resources. 6 leaders. Wrapping up. That about wraps up the practical work. I hope I've given you some sort of vehicle to get ideas flowing thick and fast, and how to sort the good from the not so good, and downright crazy. Don't worry about those crazy ones, by the way. I've woken up in the morning on occasions and said to myself, what the heck were you thinking when you came up with that one? We've filled a big gap. You should now have something pretty special, and that's the ability to come up with ideas of your own, even if you don't think your imagination is up to much. Through practical use of these methods, you've got a big wad of ability now that you may not have had before reading. You're ready to get creating the fuel for your business. Far from the days of staring at blank pieces of paper and not having anything to do, you're now set to turn that blank piece of paper into a fully fledged product that people want to buy and will recognize you for, build a sales system around it, get the word out, and make a whole lot of cash. Before leaving this section, there's 2 more points about product creation that I'd like to show you, which will make you totally comfortable with the process, and help the flow of ideas even further, and inspire a little bit more confidence if you're not convinced in what you can achieve with this yet. 6 meters. Love it or quit it. First and foremost, make sure you enjoy it. The products that you take from concept into the real world as a fully fledged product or service, you should have some affinity with. If your passion is fishing, great, go for that. If your passion is some type of sport, go for it. If like me, you get a kick out of business-based products, then go for that. The reason that most people will tell you to go and create products for stuff you enjoy is simply because it's easier to do something if you're enjoying it, and the result is generally better than if you're bored out of your brain trying to create something you don't particularly care about. But there's a deeper reason for this too. And that's the connection we talked about earlier. It's far easier to come up with products if you're mixing with your market, or if you are in your target market. It's not easy to get ideas for solving problems that you know nothing about. So there we have 2 real reasons related to your productivity, success and happiness to pick a market you're passionate about. Which brings me on the final point in the product creation section, and probably the most important. The more you do, the more products you release and the more you mix with your chosen market, the more ideas will present themselves to you. It's up to notice it's happening. This will come with practice and experience. So I don't want you to worry if you've come through all this, and find that although you've been inspired, and to feel a little more alive about your business, and have a fresh and new objective, that concepts folder is looking a little empty right now. I assure you, if you follow what we've talked about to the letter, it will start to fill up and gather momentum. When I first started using this method some years back, the concepts folder had the odd idea floating about in it. Most of them weren't so good, and here I am down the line after putting up several websites and doing a lot of promotion for other people, mixing with these people and a business that we're all in, and suddenly having ideas that pop out at me from nowhere, sometimes 3, 4, 5 or more in a single day. Keep at it. It gets easier. Now, if you're thinking this a heck of a lot before we even start planning ideas, don't worry. The methods we've talked about here take minutes to put into action, and become second nature once you've mastered them. Not only that, but it gives you total confidence in what you're doing. You don't need to ask anyone else if you're doing well, or if your product is good anymore, because you know how to work it out yourself logically and methodically. And trust me when I say, it'll show, in your pocket at the end of the month, and in your customers' eyes. 7. Summary. If you've taken everything into account from the last report, you should already be coming up with ideas of your own, be they slightly strange, or not something that you're interested in, or if they're not viable right now, that's not the point. The main thing is this is like writing. It's hard to start on a subject, but once you get the momentum up, things get easier and faster. You've done something very powerful already. You have proven beyond a doubt, even if you only came up with a single idea for a random product unrelated to your target market, you have the ability to come up with your own products. Let's move on now and start to look at the ideas that you're coming up with and whittle them down to something viable, and then taking this further and make them into multiple viable and ready to release products for your business. Let's look further at why I asked you to write down all your ideas and create your own concepts folder to store these ideas, and will continue to do so throughout the course. Looking back when I first started out in online marketing, I used to delete old concepts because they seemed useless at the time. 3 months after I'd deleted and long forgotten about this idea, I start to see clones popping up with its ads hitting who knows how many people's inboxes. What made it worse is this was from a big well-known marketer. I was kicking myself at the missed opportunity and who knows how much cash. Don't make the same mistake. The second reason for writing things down is so that you can look at them in detail and almost immediately figure out if they're going to be viable or not. Spending time developing a concept product is worth it if it's going to turn into something that was never going to work in its original form. The third reason for keeping your notes even when you're done going over them and have no avenues to develop is because things change, and things change fast. There can be many reasons for not taking on a project, whether it be financial, or you don't have the time, or resources, whatever it is, this all changes, and when your position shifts with each of your successful product launches, you might just find the contents of your concepts folder go from packed full of impossible ideas, to risky ideas, to surefire hits and money makers. Keep it all. Check back regularly. Sometimes things change and you may not even know it. Open your concepts folders, go over each product idea and develop them if you can. You may even find several variations of the original idea go towards making you a bunch of new products.